During his earthly ministry, Jesus often spoke in parables when he taught the people. A great crowd had gathered on the shores of the Sea of Galilee to hear him. Seated in a boat so that everyone could see and hear, Jesus gave the people a series of parables about the kingdom of heaven. Starting with the sower and the good grain and the tares, he continued his teaching with other comparisons. "This is what the kingdom of God is like," he said. "A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces corn, first the stalk, then the ear, then the full kernel in the ear. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come." With this parable, Jesus shows that the Word of God, spiritual seed, does its work quietly and surely in man's heart, the soil, if the right conditions are provided, just as the earth mysteriously makes a plant grow of its own accord. There will be gradual but certain growth up to the time of harvest. Jesus then compared the kingdom of God to a tiny mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds. When it is planted, it grows rapidly into one of the largest of the garden plants, so that the birds of the air can even perch in its shade. This parable compares the smallness of the kingdom of God in its beginnings to the greatness of its growth, development, and effects on earth. Jesus spoke of the kingdom as yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it had leavened all the dough. The influence of the kingdom silently works throughout society at every level if men and women are brought into contact with it. Jesus also compared the kingdom of heaven to a treasure hidden in a field that was found by a man who then put it back and, in his joy, went and sold all that he had and bought the field. "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant," said Jesus, "who was looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it." These two parables draw attention to the priceless value of the kingdom of God, which is worthy of every sacrifice. With another parable, Jesus compared the kingdom of heaven to a fisherman's net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets and threw the bad away. "This is how it will be at the end of the age," said Jesus. "The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous, and the wicked will be thrown into the fiery furnace." Jesus taught the crowd in parables in order to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet in Psalm 78. "I will open my mouth in parables," said the psalmist. "I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world." Christ called these parables the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, because they contain truth previously not revealed. When he was alone with his disciples, he explained everything to them. Jesus spoke to the people until evening. Then he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." So leaving the crowd on the shore, the disciples took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats that went with them. As they were sailing along, Jesus fell asleep. Suddenly a furious squall came down on the lake. The wind howled, and great waves tossed the boat and broke over it, so that it was nearly swamped. The disciples, especially those who were fishermen, were well acquainted with the unexpected storms that came down on the Sea of Galilee. But this time the violence of the wind and the waves made them very afraid, as the boat was about to sink. The disciples woke Jesus, who was sleeping on a cushion, and said to him, "Master, don't you care if we drown?" Jesus got up and rebuked the wind, and said to the raging waters, "Quiet, be still." At once the wind fell, and there was a great calm. Jesus said to the disciples, "Why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith?" Filled with astonishment, the disciples said to each other, "Who is this, that even the wind and the waves obey him?" And they were greatly afraid. Next episode, two healings and a resurrection.